proclaim the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions.
This is Mark Osborne with the International Board of Jewish Missions, bringing you another radio Bible study. We continue examining the person known as the Angel of the Lord. On several occasions, the Angel of the Lord intervened on behalf of those in need. During these instances, he provided comfort for the afflicted and encouragement for the disheartened. For example, the author of Genesis 15 wrote about how a pregnant Hagar ran away from Abraham's household. She fled because of the harsh treatment she received at the hands of Sarah, Abraham's wife. On that occasion, the angel of the Lord found Hagar by a fountain in the wilderness. After exhorting her to return to Sarah, he reassured her that, quote, "I will multiply thy seed exceedingly, that it shall not be numbered for multitude," unquote. His words bore a similarity to the promise which God had made to Abraham himself, as recorded in Genesis 15. When God told Abraham, quote, "Look now toward heaven and tell the stars, if thou be able to number them." And he said unto him, "So shall thy seed be," unquote. God's covenant with Abraham did not include Hagar or her progeny. Yet God remained concerned for Hagar's well-being. The angel of the Lord spoke comforting words to her as a way of manifesting the divine mercy to someone who had no claim to it. The angel of the Lord also appeared to Elijah the prophet, as described in 1 Kings chapter 19. After Elijah fled Israel's boundaries, he abode in the wilderness outside of Beersheba, in the southern kingdom of Judah. The angel of the Lord brought food to Elijah. He told the prophet to, quote, "Arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee," unquote. Elijah did so. On the strength of that provision, the prophet undertook a 40-day journey to Mount Horeb. The cakes which the angel of the Lord provided Elijah had greater sustaining power than ordinary food did. That food truly constituted, in the words of Psalm 104, quote, "Bread which strengtheneth man's heart," unquote. Towards the conclusion of Elijah's ministry, the angel of the Lord again brought him a message of reassurance. Ahaziah, the king of Israel, had inquired of a Philistine idol whether or not he, the king, would recover from an accident. God commanded Elijah to intercept Ahaziah's messages and remind that king that the true God still reigned in Israel. An angry King Ahaziah sent three groups of soldiers to capture Elijah. The prophet asked God to send fire from heaven to consume the first two contingents. The officer in charge of the third group importuned Elijah for his life and for the lives of his men. At that time, the angel of the Lord told the prophet to, quote, "Go down with him. Be not afraid of him," unquote. Elijah complied with that directive, confronted King Ahaziah, and pronounced divine judgment against him. In each of the above instances, the angel of the Lord provided people with encouragement and or sustenance. However, the angel of the Lord performed other tasks as well. Our next few sessions will deal with that subject. This is Mark Oshman with the International Board of Jewish Missions, presenting another radio Bible study.
You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.